It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jane Metzler, and here's what's happening. In Chinese culture, the Mid-Autumn Festival celebrates family and community. In Philadelphia's Chinatown neighborhood, the Mid-Autumn Festival had people celebrating and wondering if their community has a future. Now that Mayor Sherelle Parker announced her support for the Sixers Arena right on their doorstep. At the festival, KYW's Nigel Thompson was told Chinatown's fight is far from over.
Debbie Wei can remember when she, her husband, and some friends organized Philly Chinatown's first ever Mid-Autumn Festival back in 1996. It was held in the parking lot of Holy Redeemer Church for elders that missed the celebration back in China.
We thought like 50 or 60 people. We went to Unlock House, the senior citizen house, to bring the elders over, and 400 people showed up.
It was then they realized they had to do a Mid-Autumn Festival every year, and they have.
It's really quite moving to see how this act of reclaiming culture can really pull this community together.
That's even more important given the ongoing fight against the Sixers Arena, planned for construction at the nearby Fashion District. Mayor Sherelle Parker announced her support for the plan earlier this week. Yvonne Long with Asian Americans United said Parker's support was like a slap in the face.
By her saying yes to having this arena being built right next to us, is basically her saying she doesn't care.
Wei just wishes Parker still made time to come out to the festival.
I'm sorry she's missing this and missing the opportunity to see that if you want to revitalize Philadelphia, you need to come here and see what it looks like to revitalize a community.
In Chinatown, I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Another local tradition, the 69th Annual Hero Thrill Show. It raises money to help the families of Philly's finest. KYW's Connor Barkon has more from the Wells Fargo Center in South Philadelphia.
The Hero Thrill Show is a one-of-a-kind fundraiser where tickets are sold for police drills and stunts. Proceeds go to raise scholarship money for families of fallen first responders. Philadelphia Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel says this has been a somber week with the funeral of Officer Jamie Roman.
His legacy was about community. His legacy was about service and giving back. Well, what greater example than that, than to see, you know, the men and women out here amongst the community having a positive event.
Bethel addressed the crowd of about 1,000 and asked for a moment of silence for both Officer Roman and Officer Richard Mendez, another Philly cop killed in the line of duty since last year's show. Police Officer Richard Treston with the Philadelphia Police K-9 Unit is in his final year with the Hero Thrill Show.
It's a good family day. It's usually this time of year, so we get nice weather, and it's a great day.
Visitors could walk through a SWAT truck, police boat, and a Philadelphia Police helicopter as well. In South Philly, Connor Barkon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Villanova campus rocked by this news. A female student allegedly raped by her Uber driver last weekend. The announcement coming from a school spokesperson. The university sending out an alert to students yesterday, letting them know about the incident. School officials say it happened inside the Commons Residence Hall complex overnight September 13th into the 14th. The student reported the Uber driver dropped her off at her dorm before following her into the building and then sexually assaulted her. Campus police have identified and contacted the accused driver. And while they investigate, officials say that driver is
is banned from the Villanova campus. In a statement, Uber says it also banned the driver as soon as it learned about the incident, the company promising to help law enforcement any way they can. Scientists at Drexel University want your help with their research. KYW's Justin Udo tells us it's part of a special project.
Neutrino is a fundamental particle.
That's Christina Love, an associate teaching professor at Drexel University. She says they're asking for the community's help identifying those space particles.
So it's called Name That Neutrino, and it's powered on this website. It's called Zooniverse.
They're asking citizens to
find the shape, see what's going on here. Like, what can my human eyes do? And identify, okay, does it look like it's going in a straight line? Does it instead look like it's making a bubble?
And why, you might ask?
We get these classifications from people, and we can compare them to artificial intelligence. When we do that, we can then see what can be improved with the AI, or maybe how can these things work together to help us kind of further our understanding of our research.
To help classify the ghost-like particles that are found by the IceCube Neutrino Observatory at the South Pole, visit Zooniverse.com. I'm Justin Udo, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
And that's the All Local. I'm Jane Metzler. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.